From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai e Walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano, hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano, hano, Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika Roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika Roselani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha kākou, aloha to all of us, and welcome to Nā Kai e Walu, Hawaiian music and manao across Hawaii nei for a Saturday morning. Kaho'one is traveling today.
Again, he's doing the Kana'i Aupuni talk story that goes around the islands and asks people about, you know, what their hopes and plans are for next legislative session, so they're gathering information.
We'll get him back at some point, but Vicky Holt-Takamine is here.
I am actually physically here. Yes. Aloha kakahiaka, everyone.
How was your week, Vic?
Busy, busy, busy.
What we had
our Hapa Haole hula festival on Friday, and then I had hula the next day, but then I went to go see what the artists are doing at the Sheraton Waikiki, a collaboration of artists, Native Hawaiian artists who are painting murals with the keiki, and then it was Al Laganero from Maui, Carl Pau, Saul Enos, Harinoni Orme, Miliana Meyer, pulling all of these beautiful panels together that are going to be put up at the Sheraton Waikiki. It was just fun. They hung out there in a couple of rooms that are going to be renovated. So there's paint on the floor, paint on the walls. They painted everything that they could get in addition to the canvas that they had up. They were like extending their artwork to the rest of the place. It was so fun.
Wow. I wonder when we can see that installed.
I think it's good. I'm not sure exactly when they're going to put it up, but
they
all looked like it was pretty much finished, and they were just saying, okay, I'm so done with this, but they've been working on it for over a week, I think.
Great.
Good fun. They're so fun to be with. Yeah, you got to come out and hang out with our Native Hawaiian artists. And all of these artists have participated in MAMO, our Maoli Arts Month, that is going to be coming up in May. So look for those applications, all of you Native Hawaiian artists out there.
Talk about artists. You know, I helped Frank Shaner install his artwork at the new Asagio Bistro in Kahala.
Wow.
A lot of these people listen to Frank, of course, every weekday morning. So if you'd like to see some of his artwork, go check it out there at the new Asagio Bistro. How's that?
How about that? You never know.
Yeah, you never know what he's going to come up with, that's for sure. They look great there. They really do. All right, coming up today on Nā Kai e Walu, you'll discover the story behind one of Oahu's finest, still kind of undiscovered events, a day at the Queen Emma Summer Palace. That's coming up on Nā Kai e Walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell's coming your way. Be man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell is coming your way. Be man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey.
Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't never turn your back. Oh, be man in the sun.
Oh, be man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. Sounds like thunder, got a head full of high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, be man in the sun.
Oh, be man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell is coming your way.
Listening to Nā Kai e Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha nā ahaui o nā ali'i, nā ali'i mai, nā kumuna mai. E paa I nā o leilu kaula nau, wa hele a moi ke ala. Ua lole a I nā hohuna o anā, no nā ali'i kaula nā. Ua paa ua lala o, a koki no nā hua. Ua pā aua lala o, a koki no nā kua. E le I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, ka behi hoi o nā ali'i I hala. A pā a ka mana o me ka loka hi, ua maui heo ka aina I ka pono. E ali'i o ka laki ua kaulana, I ahi ka nana no ka pāpikika. E le I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. E le I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. Ka mana o me ka lau kahi ua mauti o ka aina I ka pono.
e ali ki o kala ni ua kaurana i ahi kana na na o ka pāti pika e le i ka vei haa he o hai la hundu mamuri ke o le e le i ka vei haa he o hai la hundu mamuri ke o le e le i ka vei haa he o hai la hundu mamuri ke o le.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever see how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than a word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try a sip. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes. I'm heading over like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up. I'm heading north like a steaming train, to the floor in the driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try a sip. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up.
Keeping it real on a Saturday morning. Vicky Holt Takamine Noe Tanigawa here around the kitchen table for today's Nakai Evalu. And we have a very special guest in town who's going to tell you about a terrific event you probably haven't been to yet. Leinani Kepler-Bortles, a first vice regent of the Daughters of Hawaii, is here at the kitchen table.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Leinani. We want to ask you about the Daughters of Hawaii. When was it started?
It started in 1903. And it was started with the idea that we wanted to preserve the Hawaiian language and also the Hawaiian culture. And as a result, that was the mission. But in about 20 years or so, it also meant keeping up of Hulahe'e Palace and Queen Emma Summer Palace.
Right. The Hulahe'e Palace on the island of Hawaii and Kailua Kona.
That's correct, yes. And those... what happened is the daughters found out that they were in disrepair, these two palaces. And so they, at that time, it was the territory of Hawaii.
And I was born in the territory of Hawaii.
Me too.
Yeah.
Does that make you a daughter of Hawaii?
No, a daughter of Hawaii, well, you have to have an ancestor here before 1880.
My grandmother was a member of the Daughters of Hawaii.
Yes.
And they were a wonderful group of women that would gather. I've been to several meetings with my grandmother up at Queen Emma Summer Palace, and they would talk about, my grandmother was fluent in Hawaiian language, and she had 10 children, and not one of her children speak the language. But it was a time when that was, the language was taken from us. So the effort to restore, Bina Mossman was a was a member of the Daughters of Hawaii.
Winona Love. You remember that name?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
These are my cousins.
Yeah. And I remember meeting Bina, and I think it was Winona Love, too. I was a dancer at the, I was dancer at Queen's Surf Luau Show, which is where the Natatorium is now, and used to be Barefoot Bar right next to it with
Sterling Mossman,
right? I was just out of high school, and Auntie Mikey, my kumu, put me in this luau show. The MC was Ka'upena Wong. And so we danced Hula Kahiko and Hula Awana, and he introduced me. He's the only one MC that could pronounce my name, Hanaka'ulani o Kamamalu. And these two women walked up to me and said, "How dare you use that name?" And I was like, it's my name. It's my grandmother gave me this name. And Ka'upena comes running up and says, "Oh, this is Victoria Holtz Mo'opuna. This is, oh, that's right. Of course, you're related to that family. So you can use that name." But they were also, Daughters of Hawaii are also caretakers of the Mo'oku'auhau genealogies. They were really interested in the genealogies of our people.
We're finding out about the Daughters of Hawaii, caretakers for the Queen Emma Summer Palace, and you're invited to a day at the Queen Emma Summer Palace next Saturday. More on that coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you, of course, by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Looking out upon the city lights and the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bags. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. You are my island sunset, and you are my island rain. Put on my shoes and light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their legs around my neck. It's not time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
And that one was for everybody, the pa'u riders, their escorts, the dancers, geez, the band members, the royal court, everybody involved in today's 64th annual Aloha Festival's Floral Parade. Ala Moana Park, down Kalakaua to Kapi'olani Park. Parade starts at 9. Hula is the Aloha Festival's theme this year, so our aloha to all involved.
He mo'olelo ko nā ka naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku, nā kekahi e ho ulumai, nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai, e nā keiki o ka aina. Kamehameha Schools is now accepting applications for the 2010-2011 school year for kindergarten, grades 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, September 30th. Entry points vary at each of these three campus sites. Visit ksbe.edu/admissions to download an application or for a listing of the info sessions and workshops in your area. That's ksbe.edu/admissions. Kamehameha Schools' policy on admission is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEV TV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved in the story Noka Edepayo ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha. This is Bryce Thayer, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Wailuku, with some tips about writing a business plan. The single most important section of any business plan is the executive summary. It's the intro to your entire plan and compels the reader to read on. The executive summary should provide a comprehensive overview of your business and explain why you believe it will be successful. It should be concise, explaining who you are and what you do in less than 2 pages. Finally, even though the executive summary is the first section of a business plan, it should be written last, after the other components have been completed.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Find some distant shore beneath the sun.
Nice. Na kai e walu, the Hawaiian way to start the weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Kaha'one is traveling the islands. Vicky Holt-Takamine is here. Noe Tanigawa and our very special guest, Leinani Kepler-Bortles, first vice regent of the Daughters of Hawaii.
Let's talk a little bit about Queen Hanaya Kamalama.
Yes.
Queen Emma Summer Palace.
Well, it was actually the retreat for Queen Emma and her husband, Kamehameha IV. And Queen Emma inherited it from her uncle. And it's a beautiful, small, really it's a small residence, but it is such a beautiful setting in Nu'uanu. Now, in those days, it was cooler up there, so you can imagine they really wanted to go from the Honolulu heat up to Nu'uanu.
Yeah, and so it's just off of the Pali Highway, just to the right.
Correct.
So if you're heading towards the Nu'uanu-Pali area, and you're driving up Pali Highway, to the right is this beautiful, huge tree and a little driveway that's just kind of right there.
And you can see the white building with its columns because it's a beautiful building. Actually, you know, it was prefabricated in New England and brought over and assembled here. It's kind of an interesting building. But inside it, it has a lot of the Victorian furniture of the era of Queen Emma. Some beautiful portraits and a wonderful history. And we have very, very talented docents or tour guides who will take you through on that day.
It's a great opportunity to visit Queen Emma Summer Palace if you have not been there. Many people have not been to this palace, so it's a great opportunity to come up and then also support the Daughters of Hawaii, who's the fundraiser that we're going to talk about, is there to help with restoration of both Queen Emma Summer Palace and Hulihe'e.
That's correct.
We've heard that there are a number of things you might see there that you wouldn't see elsewhere, along with the terrific performances. You can find native plants, ni'ihau, and other shell lei, as well as some vintage jewelry. So you might want to check that out. A day at Queen Emma Summer Palace coming up next Saturday. You heard about it on Nā Kai e Walu.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
That's the way we do it every Saturday morning here on Nakai e Valu. The eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands from Anahola to Hawaii. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest around the kitchen table this morning, Leinani Kepler-Bortles, first vice regent of the Daughters of Hawaii.
Welcome to Nakai e Valu.
Aloha to you, Vicky, and to you, Noe. Thank you so much for having us. You know, we have this wonderful event planned in Nu'uanu Valley. A lot of our locals never come to see our beautiful Queen Emma Summer Palace.
It's undiscovered.
And this is the chance to do it. It's on October 3rd, and it's from 9 to 5, and it's a small fee at the gate, $6, but that includes guided tours. There's going to be continuous entertainment all day.
Great. Now, you're part of Daughters of Hawaii.
Yes, I am.
Daughters of Hawaii took over the Queen Emma Summer Palace in 1915 and has helped to restore that. So this is their annual fundraiser for the Daughters of Hawaii and the restoration and the work that continues to happen in and around the Queen Emma Summer Palace.
Absolutely. We actually, you know, in all honesty, it's also a friend raiser. That's what we like to call it, because it's our community event, and more people can come and enjoy it. And we have local, good, kind food, mm-hmm. and Hawaiian plate, and we have... we start the day out with an ole by Tony Conjugation, and we have your halau. You know,
right.
Vicky,
my
you're going to come
coming,
in.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The ali'i ilima, pua ali'i ilima.
Right.
You and your son, I guess, are the kumu for that, Jeff. And we also have halau ki na ki pu'u pu'u under kumu.
Kula abiva.
Kula, that's correct.
He's got some great musicians that are going to play. I think my cousin, Hanaka'ulani Thompson, is one of those musicians. And they're going to all jump in. I'm really looking forward to one of my favorite vocalists,
Jerry
Santos.
Yes,
I
and he,
love
every
him.
Year he comes, he is so supportive of us. We also have chutney and jams and jellies, which are always a favorite in Hawaii.
Those are made by you folks, right?
That's correct. Ooh. And we have demonstrations of how to make kalo and to how to make the Hawaiian flute. What is the Hawaiian name? I can't remember right now. Right. There you go. And there'll be other demonstrations like that. We have very fine crafts, Hawaiian crafts. And we have vintage jewelry.
Neat. We'll find out more about a day at Queen Emma Summer Palace. It's coming up next Saturday from 9 till 5 there in Nu'u'anu. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kalanamai.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's statewide radio magazine, bringing you Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is thoughts or ideas, every Saturday from 8 till 10. Vicky Holt Takamine here, Noe Tanigawa. You know, Vicky, malama is a word that's coming up so much more frequently in, you know, on websites and store names. What does malama mean, and how do you say it?
Malama means to care for, so we can malama our aina, malama the land, the mountains, the oceans, but you malama our keiki, our children, malama our kupuna, our elders, you take care of them. So there's a reciprocal relationship when we use the term malama. It's a relationship between us and the land, that when we take care of the land then feeds us. We malama our kupuna. They took care of us when we were younger. It's our chance to take care of them now that they're getting older. We malama our keiki, and the keiki will malama us when they get older and we get older as well.
Recognizing a relationship.
Right.
And taking care
to
of
to care
it.
For.
Great thought to take into the week from Nakai Evalu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai, e nā keiki o ka aina. Kamehameha Schools is now accepting applications for the 2010-2011 school year for kindergarten, grades 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, September 30th. Entry points vary at each of these three campus sites. Visit ksbe.edu/admissions to download an application or for a listing of the info sessions and workshops in your area. That's ksbe.edu/admissions. Kamehameha Schools policy on admission is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEVTV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Edepayo ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEVTV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stabbing at me just like a dart. It's a feeling heavenly. I see memories out of the past. Memories that always will last. Of a side the sea.
Right on, right on. That one's for you at Kauai's Mokihana Festival, getting ready for the big finish tonight, or rather today, with the hula competition finale, 11 a.m. at the Hilton Kauai. You go. All right, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, Leinani Kepler-Bortles, first Vice Regent of the Daughters of Hawaii, talking with us about Queen Emma's Summer Palace.
And so the day at Queen Emma Summer Palace will have some very, very special cultural practitioners sharing their
Absolutely.
Art.
And it's going to be next weekend on Saturday from 9 to 5 up in Nu'uanu, beautiful residence, gorgeous gardens, lots of good food, wonderful continuous entertainment. And I forgot to mention Danny Couch is actually going to be there. That's the first one for us.
Well, what kind of cultural practices are they going to be sharing?
They're going to share how to make kalo, poi.
Ooh, yes. Is that Daniel Anthony? Is Mana'ai going to be there?
You know,
to ku'i kalo?
I don't know if it's him, but it's a nice group of people who are going to be helping us do that. There'll be feather lay demonstrations, quilting, and kapa.
Wow.
So kapa's a very difficult art, and so it's going to be wonderful to have people have an opportunity to see it.
So will we have a chance to experience that, or is it just demonstration? Or are we,
Yes, it's hands-on. People can sit down and join them and work with the craftspeople.
That'll be so fun.
And we'll be able to see you and your halau also.
Yes, well, actually, if I can get my halau out of the palace and out of the poi and out of the kapa, because they'll be all wanting to experience all of that, I'll have my little keikis there as well. So
they always steal the show.
We try. We do our best.
Mahalo. Thank you so much for having
Thanks
me
Thanks for joining us today. Mahalo.
Thank you so much, Leinani. A day at Queen Emma Summer Palace, and you're invited next Saturday, 9 to 5 p.m. there, 2913 Pali Highway, as you're heading up from Honolulu up Pali Highway. It's on the right. Look for a beautiful white house with columns and a huge tree on a lawn. You'll be there. You heard about it on Nakai e Valu. We are brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs every Saturday from 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko o lau ahi po wanu, ka iniki vela vela o ka makasila, ilaila ka ua I valea ai, me ka wai o ka ulala e ho. Me kawaii o ka ulala e ho Nani ko o lau a he po wanu Ka iniki vela vela o ka makasila I laila ka ua I valea ai Me kawaii o ka ulala e ho Me kawaii o ka ulala e ho Silo sila, ilaila ka ua I ola ni ai, me kawai o ka paliko olau, me kawai o ka paliko olau. Ahiki ka ua I nu uanu, a inu I kawai o silo sila, ilaila ka ua I ola ni ai, me kawai o ka paliko olau, me kawai o ka paliko olau.
Take it away, Pete. Kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, ha ina ko o lau a he po wanu, ka iniki vela vela kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho.
Nakai e Valu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
hush, my baby girl. Don't you cry. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower that blooms by day, enhanced by the fragrance, reminds me of you. Sleep now, baby girl. Close your little eyes. Listen as your daddy sings a special lullaby. Hush, my baby girl. It's time for me to go. I'll leave you this kiss, for daddy loves you so, my little baby girl. Hush, my baby.
Aloha kakou. It's Nakai Evalu with Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here. Kaho'one is, we could say he's on vacation, but actually he's traveling
for
work.
He's working.
All right,
he's
okay.
He's working. Anytime you get out into the community, that's hard work.
And we'll hear more about it, I'm sure, when he returns. All right. We do have with us today, continuing the program, a great guest that I can't wait to talk to, Kekueva Kikiloi, Cultural Assets Manager for Kamehameha Schools, and he's been doing some traveling. He was up in Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument there in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands.
But let's find out, what high school did you go to? Because, you know, you got to set the groundwork first.
Sure. I went to Kamehameha Schools and I graduated in 1993.
Duh, such a baby. You know, Kamehameha Schools, I'm going to remind everybody that admissions is due September 30th. So if you're going to apply for Kamehameha Schools, you want your keiki to go, you have to get all those applications in by the end of this month. So that was because both of us went to Kamehameha. I also had Kekueva at the University of Hawaii. He was a student of I think one semester or more in my hula classes. You know, they have to take hula. But that was not his passion.
That's for sure.
Yeah. He's a scientist, actually. Uh-huh. So what are you doing now?
Well, currently I work at Kumehameha Schools, and I'm still actually in school at the same time, pursuing a doctorate in anthropology. The subfield is archaeology.
That's great. And he also was working with NOAA on Papahanaumoku. You know, we worked really hard to get that area protected and into the marine protected management of the federal government. And so when they set up this management plan, it was important that we include in that Native Hawaiians that we're going to be represented on the to help guide and shape that master plan. And Kekuewa worked with NOAA.
Yeah, I worked there for about 2 years as their cultural program coordinator. And but previous, I think my research with Papahanaumoku Akea began in about 2001, and it's become an interest of mine and part of my dissertation research.
Whoa. Kekuewa Kikiloi, becoming an anthropologist, archaeologist. He's working as cultural assets manager for Kamehameha Schools. He's just back from a trip into the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, and you're going to hear more about it coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
How we roll on Nakai Evalu. Are you looking for some great live music today? Check out the 9th annual Windward Ho'olalea. It's already underway at Windward Community College in Kaneohe. Lebrid Ka'apana, Holunape, Brother Nolan, Kupa'oa, Mailani, food, crafts, keiki activities, White Elephant, and yes, a job fair. It's all free till 9 tonight at Windward Community College. It's a great community event. You are the reason we are here, connecting communities across the archipelago. And today, we're stretching up north to the tiny atolls at the tip of the Hawaiian chain. More from a guy who's just come back from Papahanaumokuakea. It's coming up on Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho urumai. Nana mo'olelo e ho ike ike kulana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai, e nā keiki o ka aina. Kamehameha Schools is now accepting applications for the 2010-2011 school year for kindergarten, grades 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, September 30th. Entry points vary at each of these three campus sites. Visit ksbe.edu/admissions to download an application or for a listing of the info sessions and workshops in your area. That's ksbe.edu/admissions. Kamehameha Schools policy on admission is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEV TV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Edepayo Ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEV TV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha. This is Bryce Thayer, a commercial banking officer at Bank of Hawaii in Wailuku, with some tips about writing a business plan. The single most important section of any business plan is the executive summary. It's the intro to your entire plan and compels the reader to read on. The executive summary should provide a comprehensive overview of your business and explain why you believe it will be successful. It should be concise, explaining who you are and what you do in less than 2 pages. Finally, even though the executive summary is the first section of a business plan, it should be written last, after the other components have been completed.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Start your Saturday with Aloha, Nakai Evalu, 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Come on, can't make it. This song was written for the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Kai ini po ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Nakai evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with Keku Eva Kikiloi, Cultural Assets Manager for Kamehameha Schools.
Now, I can only read about Necker and Nihoa in the studies that were put out by the Bishop Museum, but you've actually gone to visit. Did you visit more than just Mokumanamana, which is Necker, by the way?
Since Mokumanamana is the second island up the chain, we did also visit Nihoa, which is the first island in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands.
Hey, aloha, Nihoa, ikikai.
What is it like?
They're very remote and rugged islands, exposed to the winds and weathers. And
what color are the rocks?
The rocks are pretty much the same color as down here, but they're geologically, it's just a lot more weathered, those islands, because they're older. Yeah, they're millions and millions of years older than the main Hawaiian islands, so they're actually fragmentary, eroded islands.
And home to a lot of birds, and we've got monk seals and green sea turtles. And
are they just green?
No. I wouldn't say they're as green as the mountains over here. A lot of it is kind of coastal vegetation and a lot more sparse because there's not as much soil as the main Hawaiian Islands, so a little drier.
So on this archaeological dig, how long were you up there?
On Mokumanamana or Necker Island, I was there for 18 days, which makes it, I think, the longest time anyone's ever been on that island since Kapo'e Kahiko, the
Where
ancestors.
Did you stay? Pitch tent?
No, we didn't even have a tent, actually. We just slept on cots, and we brought bivy sacks with us. It's really hard to pitch a tent on top of the hillside over there because the winds are blowing so hard. So we figured any tent we tried to put up would just blow right away. So
You were sleeping in a cot in a sack, basically?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you find there?
During our 18 days, we spent surveying the island. There was about 34 heiau sites that are concentrated on that one small island, and a small Necker Island image we also found while we were up there.
What did that look like, and what were those heiau about? Let's find out. We're finding out more about Mokumanamana, Necker Island. Our guest today, Kekueva Kikiloi, is just back from a visit. You're listening to Nakai E Walu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
From the north shore of Kauai to the desert of Kau, I will sail the sacred waters, carrying the news that the winds of change are shifting. There's no doubt what's going on. There's a nation in the making and shaking in the ground. I hear a wailing in the chilly wind as it whistles down the sand. The sound of Nau honey, spirit voices from the land. I remember Auntie Emma and Auntie Clara Koo and the Molokai people who stood up for me and you. Mother Nation, Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. It's a long and painful memory since 1893, tossed about and drifting upon a stormy sea. Those who went before us, they are watching from above, and we owe it to their memory. Yes, we owe it to their love. Ohana o ka ho'olawe stood upon the cave.
can of sand. In the early dawn they waited for the leader to command. We will sail across the water and claim the sacred land. Let the word go forth, time's come to finally make a stand. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun, fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. I remember Joyce Kanoa and her broken down old boat, loaded to the gunwales with just plain and simple folk. To be sure, a ragtag navy that just barely stayed afloat. As they slipped past Molokini toward Kahoho, Lovey's coast, Uncle Harry Mitchell, who had lost a loving son, George Helm, whose spirit led the way toward greater things to come, Brother Walter Riddy, wife and baby by side, holding hands with Auntie Frenchie, brushing tears aside. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. When there's once again a nation, we will owe it to the past, to those who led the way and stood before the mast. Sawyer, Kawai Puna, and the Lily are among the names we should remember in every song that's sung. Sons and daughters of Hawaii, pass the torch from hand to hand. Keep the fires burning brightly as you move across the land, for the time is drawing near and the wind is turning round. We shall lift our heads in dignity and claim the hallowed ground. Mother Nation, will you rise up from the sea? Unfurl the rainbow banner as a flag for us to see. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. Then grab the burning sun and fling it clear across the sky as a signal that it's time for us to rise. Rise, 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 rise.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. Your hips, they sway like the coconut trees. You're such a sweetheart to me. My tropical baby, your hair, your body always tickles me to see you dancing right in front of me. It's always more than what the people see, because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki, I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki, I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me, for you to marry, for you to marry me.
and that's the way we spend Saturday mornings. So happy to be with you. Nakai Evalu. Around the kitchen table this morning, Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Kekueva Kikiloi, Cultural Assets Manager for Kamehameha Schools, who is just back from a trip to the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. He spent time on Nihoa and Mokumanamana, Necker Island.
So you found images, which means that it was populated before.
Yeah. At one time, both islands had a settlement there. And I think one of the interesting things about it is that it's so remote. If you think about Mokumanamana or Necker, it's about 400 miles away from Kauai and Niihau, with only Nihoa as a stepping stone about 200 miles away. So, you know, our ancestors were great navigators to go there.
So do you think these were permanent settlements, or were these just, you know, fishing expeditions that came and went?
Well, I think through the research, you know, it's pretty clear that Nihoa probably tried to have a permanent settlement at one time. There's a variety of different types of sites you see there, you know, that focus on habitation and residency. But for Mokumanamana, it was probably temporary because it's pretty resource-deficient environment. But the focus there is probably religion, as there's mostly temples on that site, on that island.
How does an archaeology student like yourself feel coming upon this?
Oh, it's an amazing place. I mean, it's probably one of the most incredible places I've ever been to. And I've seen a lot of places in Hawaii, but that place is tops on my list.
Why?
It's just the cultural landscape. Like, you see all the structures from our ancestors, and it's in a total intact biological environment too, with you know, birds flying all over the place, monk seals swimming below, fish in the ocean. So it's an amazing place.
So this is the time of the day where we share an olelo no eao, and so I've asked Kekueva to find one related to his experience.
Sure. The olelo no eao for today is Kupaku kapali o Nihoa i kamakani. The cliff of Nihoa stands as resistance against the wind. And it's really a metaphor for the determination of Native Hawaiians in the face of adversity.
And our olelo no eao is brought to you by Mobi PCS. These are words of our kupuna that have been passed down from generation to generation. Thank you so much for that.
Mahalo.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Once I thought she'd really need me, all those silly games were really hurting too. I'd chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky.
Nakai Evalu, mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. It's been a wonderful day. We found out about next week's celebration, the day at Queen Emma Summer Palace. It's coming up 9 to 5.
Yes, be there because I will.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Lynn Nunny Kepler-Bortle. She told us all about it. And we had another guest today, Kekueva Kikiloe, just back from Necker Island, Mokumanamana.
With wonderful experiences. I'm hoping that you're going to have pictures for us. This is all going into your doctoral dissertation, right?
Yeah. And I'll be doing some presentations following these trips. I think there will be one this semester at Kamehameha Schools on campus.
And will you be traveling back up again?
probably not for the next year. Well, actually, I am going actually in December with a protocol group that's going up for cultural practices. So.
What's the weather like in December?
Probably very, very rough.
And choppy.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I don't do well on the ocean.
Uh-huh. Wow. What experiences. A rare opportunity for an archaeology anthropology student.
Yep. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Keep us apprised.
I will.
Come back, okay, Kinoy.
And we want to talk about the other cultural sites that Kekuewa is in, has care of at Kamehameha School. So there's a lot of those important burial sites, sacred sites that are on Kamehameha School's properties that he will be able to share with us when he comes back.
Definitely.
Great. Mahalo.
Thanks so much, Vicki. It's been another great Saturday morning. Kahoone, I'm sure we'll be back with us soon. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we'd like to say thank you to our guests, as well as mahalo nui to our executive director, technical director, and producer, and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha.
All rolled into one. So we're going to dash off and meet you at the end of the parade at Kapu'ulani Park.
That's right. Nā kai e walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Ahui ho!
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Aloha mai, e nā keiki o ka aina. Kamehameha Schools is now accepting applications for the 2010-2011 school year for kindergarten, grades 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, September 30th. Entry points vary at each of these three campus sites. Visit ksbe.edu/admissions to download an application or for a listing of the info sessions and workshops in your area. That's ksbe.edu/admissions. Kamehameha Schools policy on admission is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
It's Mo'olelo time. Tune in to OEVTV Digital Channel 326 to see the popular new children's storytelling series Lau Nehenehe, brought to you by Kamehameha Publishing.
The mischievous Edepayo is a troublemaker. Watch as he learns the lesson about the importance of aloha aku, aloha mai, to love and be loved, in the story Noka Edepayo ko Lohe.
Catch this story and others on Lau Nehenehe on OEVTV Digital Channel 326. Visit oev.tv for more information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit mobipcs.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or mobipcs.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.